Proclamation number 8234 of 6th of August, 1962. Right attitude in Earth life. How short is the duration of your existence on Earth, and whether you also reach a great age, if you apply the standard to the endless long time of your pre-development, of the course through all Earth creations. From the deepest depth up to the human being. But this short moment is decisive for your fate after the death of the body. You humans should always bear in mind that the last course as a human being is extremely responsible, for you can complete an infinitely long course of development, but you can also have covered it in vain if you fail in earthly life and fall back into the abyss again. And yet, only the great responsibility can ever be presented to you. And you must now believe, even without evidence. Which, however, is also possible. You only need to think and want what is right. And truly, you will find help in every way, for I know about all your weaknesses, I know about your still deficient state in which you enter, begin, earthly life. I long for my children who once voluntarily departed from me. And therefore I myself will do everything to promote your return to me. But since this return has to take place of your own free will, I can only inform you humans time and again of your earthly task and show you the path back to your father's house through my word. You come into the world without any knowledge, and my greater than great love now wants to impart this knowledge to you. But you only have to believe that you have emerged from a power which is perfect, and you consciously have to strive for this power. For this reason, this power also tries to present itself to you such that you try to gain access, that your will thus turns towards this power, and then you will already be saved. You will take the path to me, for as soon as I possess your will I can also influence your earthly life such that you will long more and more for the one who called you into life, and then you will also use the short time of earthly life in the right way. For my divine spark of love, which I have given you, will constantly stimulate you into loving activity, and if you follow its inner urge then there can be no more relapse into the abyss for you. You will certainly reach your goal, the union with me. And entry into the kingdom of light is guaranteed when your soul leaves the earthly body. And then it will realize how short its earthly life has been compared to the infinitely long time before, when it had to work its way up from the deepest depth, even if it was unaware of its existence. And yet, the time on earth is the strongest test of will. It is the most difficult task for the soul which is now no longer subject to the law of compulsion but has complete freedom from me, and that is why it is so significant to write its free will during the time on earth, which the soul has to do of its own accord, for it can neither be forced by me nor by my adversary but therefore also has to bear the responsibility. But it is never without assistance. Both the beings of light, to whom it is handed over for care, as well as I myself leave no stone unturned in order to write the human being's thoughts and will without coercion. Yet the human being can be mentally influenced by the world of light, and I myself will appear time and again. I will reveal myself to those who only desire light, who are of good will. And they will also soon recognize me as their goal and strive towards me, although my adversary will also try to influence their will. But he will only win it if the human being still belongs to him completely, if his resistance against me is still unbroken and he is then in utmost danger of sinking into the abyss again. Then he cannot be hindered because his will is free, and then even a longer life would be of no use. For a person of good will, however, the short lifetime is enough to bring him liberation from every form and he can now enter the kingdom of light and bliss carefree. Amen.